2011, and in continuing with our theme of exciting things happening for your phone, I found Johannes, who's going to show us 3D scanning done with just a regular phone, right?
Yeah, it's a phone or a regular point-and-shoot camera. So the way this works is you just take your camera, you walk around an object and take casually a few pictures, and then our software does the rest for you and turns them into a beautiful and photorealistic 3D model.
So it sounds similar maybe to Photosynth, the technology I'm sure you guys are familiar with, where you sort of take photos from all different areas of a room and it synths them together?
Yeah, so this is kind of taking that technology one step further. It builds up on the same technology, but in contrast to Photosynth, you build full 3D models, and the navigation is much simpler. So I can just show this to you on the screen.
Yeah, go ahead.
This is Rick's car, and we just walked around and took a few photos, and this is the result. So you see this model, you can spin it around on the screen, and it has a very intuitive interface.
Wow.
And now what's cool about this technology is that we can not only do this on a desktop, we can also embed it in a web page, just as you would with a video right now.
Right. That's amazing. And it's so fluid. So how many photos would you guess were taken to sort of give this sort of really accurate spin here?
It's about 40 pictures.
That's it.
And it took about 2 minutes or so to take them.
Wow.
I can show you a few other data sets as well.
Sure.
So this is a nice one. So if you, think about, selling an object online, something, you could use this technology, and it's much more interesting than just a boring photo embedded to a web page, I guess.
Yeah, no, I've noticed it just kind of goes left to right. Can you also have it go up and down?
Yeah, so we're working on that right now. In this demo, we can't. Right now, it's always just a ring around the object, but we're working on enabling, going up and down as well.
That's awesome. And you said this can be done with any camera. So you could just be out with your cell phone and take a bunch of pictures with your cell phone, and then what would you do? Upload them into this application?
Yes. So it runs on the cloud, and all you have to do is take the photos, press a button, go, and then you wait 1 or 2 minutes, and then you can view it on your phone. And we have a demo for this here, so we can show this to you as well.
Great. Let's take a look at that. Sudipto, are you going to show us the phone demo?
So I'm going to first show you the same content that you can now look at. This is basically the same data set, about 10 images of the guitar, and I can do the same nice streaming viewing on the
So smooth.
And this is really nice for you're going to do your own car, and so this is a tiny data set which we have of, again, about a semicircle going around the car. And so these are the original images that are now being sort of downloaded from the server.
Uh-huh.
And just in a few seconds, I can show you this little spin movie. So now we can do a little swing. Again,
wow.
You see the 3D effect, the background moving differently.
That's
from the phone.
So cool. Look at how the tree even moves. This is amazing.
Yeah. And so we think this is really cool for, you can even do larger objects. There are some examples of where you could do a full 360 walk around of your house.
Mm-hmm.
And as you just said, for now we are limiting it to a ring, but there's no reason why we couldn't take more photos and have more coverage, letting you sort of do a full hemisphere around an object.
That's awesome. Now, he mentioned something about putting it on a web page. Right now, how would that be done? It's obviously not a JPEG. How would you put it on a web page?
It's basically using latest. So there's a lot of new technologies coming out which will enable you to do 3D graphics in the browser.
Mm-hmm.
And so the kind of 3D graphics we are doing here is basically something that is fairly lightweight and should run on a large number of computers without requiring lots of 3D graphics hardware.
Great.
So this is something that we hope to see pretty soon.
And ideally I would think that this is something that we would all be able to do. So like he said, you could take photos of something you want to sell, put it on Craigslist. It's not just for developers or website designers. Just everybody can do it.
That's right. Yes.
Great. When can we do it?
I mean, we are working on this. The technology seems to be getting close to a point where we can deliver this. But so TechFest is basically around. We're kind of showing the technology, and we're hoping to push forward on these things to get it out there.
That's the thing about this. I come to this every year, and I see all this great stuff, and I'm like, when can I have it? Soon.
So, if you're interested, I could also do a live demo. So the idea is that this is sort of our prop.
Yeah, let's do it.
We can do a little capture.
You want to use your camera or do you want to use the phone?
The way I'm going to do the demo now is that this is a standard point-and-shoot camera, but it has an iFi card in it. It'll automatically transfer the pictures from the camera to the computer so that I don't have to physically plug it in. But this is sort of the model in which this will work. Like, that could basically be the cloud, and this could be your cell phone camera.
Okay.
And so let me start.
So go ahead, take some photos of Mr. Fuzzy over there. And you said you're going to take about maybe 20 or so?
I'm going to take about maybe a dozen images because I'm not going around the object.
All right, so now we're over here, and look at this. Here we go. Instantly, there he is. And this was done in, you saw, maybe 30 seconds, 12 photos, and a 3D Mr. Fuzzy. Absolutely awesome. Thanks, guys.